ASD Radio, the official podcast of the Alamosa School District. I'm one of your hosts, Superintendent Dr. Diana Jones, and I'm thrilled to be your guide to the people, programs, and progress shaping our schools. As always, we're joined by co-host, Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo. Dr. Murillo, ASD Radio is one of our favorite things we're honored to do.
Yeah, it is Tuesday. We have wonderful guests. We have three of them who are going to share with us their experience about something very special that happened a few weeks ago.
Yes, I can't wait to ask some questions and for our listeners to hear about the exciting things that have been happening in our district.
It is also testing season. Can you believe it?
No, it's April. April, and then next month is May, and then graduation will happen and we'll start again.
We officially started testing today.
Yes.
All of our students, third through eighth grade, started with CMAS testing.
Yes, we even had a student testing it in right across the hall from you, so we had to be extra quiet too.
Yeah, I heard it when it was a great day today.
Oh, good, good. It felt like a good day. Let's move on to our first section, happenings at our campuses. What can you share with us that's happening around Alamosa School District?
Always lots of things happening. What I would like to share today is actually a celebration of the Alamosa School District Teacher of the Year, Mr. Jeremy Dorsey. Every year through the BOCES, every school district gets to go through their own process to select just one Teacher of the Year who embodies all the mission and vision values of that school district. Then that person, which is in our case is Jeremy Dorsey, gets to compete against the other 14 teachers of the year, one from every school district in the Valley, to be selected as the Valley Teacher of the Year. So Jeremy is going to get a chance to represent us, and he will represent us well.
Yes, he's a history and government teacher at the high school, mm-hmm. AP. He does so many things.
Army Star.
Yes. So many things for us at our high school, and he's even presented on a national level and representing Alamosa School District, and we're really proud and are so pleased that his colleagues are recommending him to be our Teacher of the Year. Did you know we'll also have a Support Person of the Year, a classified employee? We don't know who that is yet, but we'll be announcing that soon as well.
That's right. That is exciting because we truly need everyone in our system in order to pull off any given day.
Yes. Last week, Dr. Maria and I had the wonderful opportunity to attend the Boys and Girls Club Youth of the Year celebration, and one of our own students, Jocelyn Mix, had the awesome opportunity and received lots of accolades for being the Boys and Girls Club 2026 Youth of the Year. And it was fun to listen to her story, and I hope that we'll get to have her talk to us soon here on the podcast. But her sister was also a Youth of the Year several years ago. So that was fun and just a full circle moment. We also want to announce that we have a presidential scholar at the high school, Madeline Garbrecht, and she, we hope, will come and talk to us as well. And that is a national recognition. Very few students across the country receive that accolade, and we're really, really so proud of her. Takes a lot of work, a lot of effort, and we want to congratulate Madeline and her family. It is the whole family has to be involved in their willingness to really sacrifice for time and energy put into studying, and we're very proud of Madeline. So congratulations to her as well.
And congratulations to Jeremy Dorsey.
Yes.
As well as the Youth of the Year.
Yes.
Jocelyn Mix.
Let's move on to our favorite section, celebrate.
All right. As always, this is one of my favorite sections because I get to know the people in our system.
Yes.
And today we have three people.
Oh, I'm so excited.
In our system. Just a few weeks ago, the Alamosa Citizen helped us announce that we were opening the Alamosa Alternative School at its new location. We had an open house. We had lots of people come and go. It was actually a fun evening event.
I was thrilled about the how many of our community came out to us to support us.
But most importantly, on the first day, we had a bunch of students.
Yes.
And I did not want to intrude, but I did watch some of the video, and I loved just their faces and the reaction with the new space. Of course, some of them were part of the design since the get-go to create the school that would best suit their needs. Today, I want to introduce Ms. Rebecca Johnson, who is the principal at Alamosa Alternative School, as well as Alamosa Online School. And she's got two guests. I'm going to pass it on to you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I did bring two guests with me, and I'm going to start by introducing them. I have Brian Hattican, who is my social studies teacher. And I have Yadeli Almeida, who is a student who attends our school.
Welcome to both of you. We're thrilled to have you, and thank you for taking the time to spend with us this evening and sharing with our listeners all about your new facility.
All right. So we talked about this big move from the old Alamos Alternative School site, which was located on the same campus at Ortega Middle School, which used to be our district offices. Maybe this is a question for all of us, but why? Why did we need to move that school from its original site to where it's at now?
Well, space was an issue, definitely. We were in 8x10 offices, and we really couldn't serve the kids as we wanted to in those small spaces.
Now, Mr. Hattican, you've been with us from the get-go.
Yes, sir.
You are one of the few who were with us when we were imagining what the school could be when it started. You were one of the first ones that welcomed students, and now you've seen the change over the last couple of years. Talk to us a little bit about the new building from the teacher perspective, and then we'll get to the student.
It's amazing. We can actually conference with students now while others are working. We have the space we need to even work on little mini projects. We're creating those now, whereas before we didn't have the space to do that. Yeah. We can get a lot more involved in physical, teaching. We can bring in 10 or 15 kids and teach them, do a mini lesson on something like, Francis Macias, right? Mm-hmm. Who was, he actually filed a segregation lawsuit against the state of Colorado decades before Brown versus Board of Education. We can do things like that now.
Oh, that's exciting. I'm going to go to you, Rebecca. You are new to our district, but not new to either education or alternative education. You bring, your own vision from your experience. Why is having the new building such a game changer for your school's vision?
I think the biggest answer to that is that the building is more than just a new space, but it's a feeling of a new start. And that's a lot of what we center our program and the way our program works. Is that students need to have an opportunity to learn in an environment that's intentional for them. And I don't think they felt that before, but with this new school, there are definitely ways when they walk in, they can see that it's intentional. And I just think they're proud of it. And it's been fun to watch their faces light up when they do walk in.
All right, that's a great segue for my question for Yadeli. Let's talk about your first impression from the student perspective. When you first walked into the new building on Main Street, what was that one thing that made you say, wow, this is actually for us, this is our school, like we're here?
When I had walked in, like in the front, it's like when you sign in and sign out, it was like really nice. So I was like surprised. And then when I walked in, I saw how much room there is for every kid. And, like, it makes you feel more welcome when there's more space because, like, all the teachers bring, like, peace to all the kids. They really do. And, like, you can pick any room you want to go to, like, as long as they know. And it's, like, way better with more space. It really is.
Ms. Johnson talked about the intentionality, and I'd love to get some perspective. There was a lot of thought put into that building ahead of time. We, in some ways, we had to meet the how the building was laid out. We couldn't just totally get it, but man, we were able to almost double the size of the classrooms. We have a shower, and we have an opportunity for students to wash their clothes if they do not have that at home. We have a family room. We have an area for students to decompress. We have a nurse's office. One of our security guards has an office there. And then a really large space for students to convene, to join together, to relax, to have their lunch or breakfast or a snack. There's microwaves, there's refrigerators, there's so many things that we wanted to provide a space for students to feel like they belonged and that we cared about their needs. When you walked in that first day, you saw the space, but was there something else that caught your eye that you thought, oh, wow, I didn't know this was going to be there?
Honestly, like the calm down room, like the sensory room.
Yes.
And then also, like, I knew there was going to be a family room. Mm-hmm. And I saw, like, the nurse's office. I felt like that's one thing we did need.
Yes.
Yeah, that and, like, the sensory room because it helps you calm down when you need a little bit of a moment. And not all schools have that. And I feel like that has helped a lot of people.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go back to the principal. When we had the open house, a lot of people commented on how nice the space is and how well designed and just the flow of the building was. There was really thought, a lot of thought behind it. Still, there are some people that see alternative schools or they have a certain image in their mind about them. How does this modern professional space help shift the narrative of what alternative education looks like in Alamosa?
Well, I too was super excited when we had so many. There had to have been at least 100 people come to the open house. And I was hearing from a lot of the people who came to visit at the open house, wow, it's, you know, as they were seeing things like showers, I had someone ask me, do you think it'll get used? And I'm like, yeah, you know, some of the hardships that some of our students face really are barriers to them being able to complete their education. And so there's a very real need for that. The family room, we have a five or six month old. We have a 5 or 6 month
she's
old baby.
5 months.
5 months.
She's
been attending school. She's had perfect attendance up until state testing. And now the schedule's changed a little bit, but, to be able to walk around with the community members and them question, well, does this really get used? I'm like, yes, we have a student. Actually, we have two students who are mom and dad to a little baby, and they do bring her. Yes, it gets used. So I think just them being able to see that the image of school can look a little different wherever you go. And what you guys, what we have all done with this school is intentionally create something that meets the needs of our students.
You are great at just segues for me, because now I'm going to go to Mr. Haddock and the teacher and ask you to paint an image, because most people, like, we have an image of what a school looks like based on our own experience. Now, an alternative site is different. I want to talk about the day-to-day operation or flow of the school. What does a day-to-day typically look like?
Well, every day is different. Mm-hmm. Every day is different, depending on the needs of our students. And as we get more into this, we're going to be able to really serve the kids better than we do now. You know, these students that came to us needed us to be there. And the this space actually gives us that segue to do it in. They feel comfortable. We can build relationships with them. The class sizes are a lot smaller. Like you gently said, a student needs help with social studies, they can come check in with me, we can work. Whereas in a school like the high school, they couldn't do that. They've got to follow their class schedules. And not all students are meant to go to high school in those situations. Mm-hmm. And we definitely feel a big need with that. And it's some one of the hardest places I've ever worked, but it's the most rewarding place I've ever worked, for sure.
Yeah. All right, Yadeli. Every student finds a favorite spot. I know I had mine when I went through school. Where is that one place in the new building where you feel most at home or most productive?
Courtney's room.
All right, tell us more.
I like to be like, I like every class. Every class has their own like comfort in their own way. But I'm mostly around like Courtney and Robbie's room. It's probably because they know my humor. But I like to be around Courtney a lot because she is a counselor. So she's like, if I need to talk to her about something else, she'll also understand that. But she'll also know that she'll always tell me, you need to get your work done, then we could talk about that. I'm like, okay. And I just like to be around Courtney. She has like a comfort, that's like my comfort teacher, even though she's my counselor. But yeah.
Well, it's important for us that all of our students have that one adult that they can connect with, and we're pleased that you have that there at the alternative school. Yadeli, our listeners may not be able to see you today, but they may not be aware that you are a student that attends the alternative school, but you also are a soccer player for Alamosa High School. Talk to us a little bit about how you manage that and how that works for you. And for me, that is a joy and an opportunity that we can provide our students.
I feel like it's not very hard. It sounds harder than it is, but for like school-wise, just getting your work done and easily thinking about it, and right after just going to practice, or sometimes since my first hour is at the high school for a college credit.
Okay.
It usually just marks up to that one that gets to me, because at our school, we can ask for help and they actually sit down and we don't have to like think we have a time limit between who we need to talk to and who we don't. And I think that's like what helps more when you don't feel rushed. And that's what I like about alternative. And that's why I think it's easy to do with while I'm doing soccer.
Okay. So you start your day at the high school taking a concurrent course. Then you go come down to 507 San Juan for the rest of your day, and then end your day at soccer practice.
Yeah, and sometimes there'll be times that, I'm going to be honest, I don't make it to first hour, but I do catch up on my work, because I really do think that even if I'm not there to learn, I can easily learn by myself and even ask the alternative teachers if they can help me with it as well.
All right. I have a question for the group. When we talk about our Moose Nation being strong, how does the new building help the Alamos Alternative School feel more connected to the rest of the district and to the city of Alamosa?
Well, I'll start. Just putting us downstairs from the administration, I think, sends a very strong message to the district. And now that we're established, people look at us differently now.
We love having you there, by the way.
Yes. I think for me, putting us in downtown Alamosa, we are like in the heart of downtown Alamosa, and the building is very real and very visible. You know, people are going to know that there is a school in there, but what the community is going to see is the success of our students, and that's what I'm excited about. I hope the community recognizes that, hey, that's a school district that will make sure they're providing something for students that fits.
I feel like it gives you your own space, because another building we were right in front of the middle school, And people didn't really see much about alternative because it was just right there. And when, now that we have our own space, people look at it as like, that is a school, not like just for people that don't want to learn. When I've learned a lot at alternative, it's helped me more than it kind of did at the high school, because like I need to be more patient with, and a lot of teachers aren't really like that in the high school. I feel rushed there, and here they all take their time to listen to what I need to learn and what I'm not doing right.
It's a great point.
It is. And so just let's, in case our listeners may not understand, at the high school, a typical day, you may have a 15-minute class, and then you have to go to the next class, the next class, the next class. But here in the alternative school, you could, let's say, work on social studies all day and not have to go to science. You want to talk about that just a little bit, Adele?
I feel like that's a good part, too. You can have days that you don't want to do math and you feel like you're really stressed on it. So you focus on, like, world history on one day. And, like, just get the things you need to get done, like, even two quizzes for one, just to keep your grade in a good point. And then go on world history. And, like, if you need help with math, and the teacher's not there, like, you can go the next day. And you don't have to worry about, like, oh, it's due tomorrow, this and that. You can also just ask him, and he'll, like, help you out and give you as much time as you need.
I have a fun question before we get back to being on script. We're in downtown Alamosa, and there's quite a few options to grab lunch or right after school. Have you guys been able to enjoy those amenities? And What's your favorite so far? I got my favorite. I love the $10 brown bag special at the First to Grill. Get you a burger, fries, and a drink.
It's been pretty busy in our building lately, so I'm going to let these two answer because I'm not sure I've had time to grab lunch since
that,
we've
that happens too.
Yes.
Yep, we've been there.
Honestly, the first week, we literally went to Purple Pig, me and like two of my friends. It was kind of expensive, but it was fun to just sit there and talk to them. And it's easier because you could just walk there and then you can walk back to school and you won't have to worry about being late. Yeah.
I can tell you that so far Woody's is pretty good. Yeah, Miss Johnson has been nice enough to help the staff out during those 2 weeks. Woody's right now.
Well, that's great.
We have lots of opportunities to try out different restaurants, and many of our community partners downtown are looking forward to having all of us visit their either stores or their restaurants, and we assured them that we would be there. So I'm glad you guys have already been doing that. Dr. Marie and I try and hit something different every now and then when we do actually take a lunch. So thank you for doing that and being a part.
All right. I'm going to ask the legacy question. We're going to start with just 5 years. But 5 years from now, when people walk past Alamosa Alternative School, Alamosa Online School, downtown Alamosa, what do you hope they hear or see coming from those windows, from those doors, from just being around students?
I'd like them to see the best alternative school in the country.
I love it.
I do want, like what Hadikin said, just like that. But I also want them to, like, hear that, like, how good the teachers are and how patient they are. And, like, if their kids ever need help, they know where to go. And how great your principal is. Just everybody in that building is so patient, and that's what I like.
Just to be clear, she did not pay you to say that.
I did not.
No, she didn't. She All right. actually didn't.
All right.
I hope the community sees active student engagement. Within 5 years, we are going to have a student-run storefront of some kind. That was part of the agreement with moving downtown. And I'm excited about it, for a chance for students to be innovative, to be entrepreneurs. It fits right in with our graduating students who are ready for life after high school. And so I'm excited about that. So I hope they hear a lot of laughter and enjoyment from kids as they're doing that. I hope they go into our store and see what's in there, and it'll be a district-wide thing too, so we'll be able to connect with the other schools on that too, so I'm excited about that. But I think more than anything, though, that they're going to see pride. They're going to see people who are proud of our school and proud of our students. They're going to see students who are proud of what they're doing and bringing to the community too.
Ms. Johnson, you have two areas in your school right now that are what I'm going to call walls of fame. Students who have graduated already this year with the flexibility of when you're done, you're done. And then also students who are progressing through their learning pathways. Do you mind sharing about that?
Sure. So currently, I know for sure 16, we might be at 17 students who have already, just after spring break, finished all of their requirements for graduation. And we have 20 plus more that are working on it and really close. So we're getting excited for that.
It's amazing.
And so we have the graduation wall where we already are celebrating them. They have their name up there on that wall. The other wall you're talking about, we need to put a title on it. It doesn't have a title on it since we moved to the new building, but we call it our success wall or our achievement wall. So we need to get a title up there. But what it represents, each student has a name, and under the names is pieces of paper. And on each piece of paper, it has the name of the class that they have already completed. Since each class is worth a half a credit, you're actually pretty quickly able to say, oh, this student has already earned 4-5 credits this semester alone. And so you can see the progress that they're making. It doesn't designate what grade they earned or anything, but just shows that they're making really good progress throughout the semester. And I think the kids like it. They as soon as they finish a class, man, they're in talking to Miss Courtney saying, I finished that class. Can I have my paper? Where's my paper?
Because we can get snacks.
Oh, and we want our MOSA money so we can go buy some snacks in the PBIS store.
Well, when you walk in, it's just a wonderful visual representation of the progress and the diligence and the success of the students. So I'm excited that our students are proud, and I have to extend my gratitude or our gratitude to each of you for being here, but also how you represent the Alamosa School District. The Alamosa Online and Alamosa Alternative School are points of pride for us, and it's only been around 4 years, and man, we've seen so many students be successful. And I say this often, and I mean it every time I say it. We are saving lives, and each of you are a part of that. So thank you for what you do every single day.
Thank you.
As always, it's a great day to be a Mean Moose. Thank you for being with us today. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our school website. Parents, remember that educating your child is key to their future and a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.